views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's time for Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when it's sunny here in the studio, we know who's here. It's always sunny when Eldon Scott, our chief kindness officer from Sonny's Barbecue, is in the house.
Good morning, Meg.
Good
Happy
morning.
Friday.
Happy Friday. It's finally here.
Great Friday. It's been a week.
Yes, sir.
It has a little been rain a week. Here and there.
Yeah.
Not been too bad.
No. Although I think right now I need some serious, like beyond what I have, sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
You know why?
These fancy
shoes. Oh, my goodness. I wish you could see these shoes that Eldon has on his feet. Now, you know, if you haven't met Eldon in person or seen him out in the community, which he's everywhere, by the way, he always wears his red shirt with a white fringe. He's got this fabulous cowboy hat.
Yeah.
He's got the big beard. He's doing the deal. And now we have, they look, well, they're almost ruby slippers.
They're pretty much.
But they're ruby sneakers. They're like bright, red, sparkly, garnet.
They're unexplainable. But the magic trick is if you click your heels three times and say there's no place like Sonny's.
There's
no place like Sonny's. I won't say it the third time because I don't want to disappear out of the studio.
You better not. We got a ways to go here.
But they immediately transport you to any of the Sonny's locations.
Okay,
here.
So after the show, then you're saying that I could put your shoes on, do that, and maybe I could.
We might
have
to
a try.
I don't know if they work for anybody else, Meg. So I'm not sure.
Oh,
so
doggone it.
That's how I get around so fast.
I was gonna say, one place to the next. He is everywhere. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and I get tired just clicking the likes for all the things that you're doing in the community. So hats off to you as the Chief Kindness Officer. You wear the role well.
Spreading the spirit of barbecue as far and as fast as we can.
And you do.
For Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the reason why I was wearing the shoes this morning is actually because Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce had Good Morning Pensacola this morning.
That's right. How was that?
It was wonderful because I got to MC.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought, you know, special occasion, I'm going to MC the event. I got to put the fancy shoes on. So I put the fancy shoes on to go with the shirt and hat. And so had a great time.
If I wasn't here, I could have been there. That would have been a lot of fun.
Obligations.
I know.
Obligations. I know. Normally I like to take selfies with people and do the whole thing and shake all the hands at the chamber. And I was like, I got responsibilities this morning. I got to make sure to make the announcements and keep us on schedule. And normally you're the one that keeps me on schedule.
True.
And so I felt all the pressure that you normally feel on the radio show.
I know, but it's great that you were there. And that's a great event. If folks haven't been, you can go even if you're not a member.
Yeah.
Just check their calendar at PensacolaChamber.com.
Yep.
And if you can find out what their upcoming events are.
Yeah.
So.
And did we talk about it last week or not? I actually got into Leadership Pensacola. So super excited about that.
Which is a great
program.
Going
to get to do all the fun things this year and learn about all the great, you know, aspects of our community. I think we're going to be picking a nonprofit project that we're going to get to work on together to improve the Pensacola community. And so excited about doing all those things. I know the LEAP Class of 2025 is wrapping up, and next week they are having the ribbon cutting for their project that they did for Family Promise,
which is
of
awesome.
Escambia County, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a transition home that they are getting set up that was donated by a local church. It used to be the parsonage, and now they're actually transitioning
to
be.
That's a great idea. They were just talking about that this morning on the morning show, too.
Oh, were they?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Great.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Well, that's great.
If you come out, you might be able to get a little Sonny's Barbecue or catering the ribbon cutting. So excited about that. Tomorrow, we got Burger Battle by the Bay.
Talk about that. Now, what is that all about? And where is it going
to
be?
Well, it was supposed to be a month ago, but we had a deluge.
That's right.
that morning, and everything was just completely soaked and flooded, so mm-hmm. they wound up getting postponed. So we are actually going to be in Museum Plaza there for the UWF Historic Trust, right in front of that building there, uh-huh. right behind what was the T.T. Wentworth Museum.
I so believe downtown, they've changed downtown it now. Pensacola. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be there. So if you're down at the Palafox Market, you can go ahead and buy your tickets. You can buy them at the door. I believe they're $20. Mm-hmm. And if you've pre-purchased your tickets, they were $15. I don't believe they're still on pre-sale because of the postponement, but you can buy them at the door. So there's going to be, I believe, a little over 20 teams out there sampling different hamburgers.
Oh, we'll so your tickets, we'll you get to sample the food?
You get to sample the
Ooh,
food.
Oh, how fun.
It is a fun event.
Okay.
It really is. Sponsored by the Butcher Shop, so mm-hmm. where I previously worked before I came over to Sonny's. And, you know, so they're the top sponsor for the program and have been for a number of years. So Subwest Rotary has put that on. It used to be in partnership with Cordova Rotary, but it's just Subwest now. Mm-hmm. And so all the great Rotary clubs that do so many great things here in the community as well.
Excellent. So that's a lot of fun. And what time is that again?
I believe doors are going to be at 11 o'clock. So uh-huh. you can, I'd say, get there a little bit earlier to get through the line to get your ticket. But I believe 11 to 1. So come
Excellent.
On out. And it's going to be a fun day. It looks like the weather's going to be nice. Nice sunny day.
Perfect. That sounds great. So we're here to talk about Sonny's Barbecue. So I think that one of our priorities always has to be to give those locations yeah. so that people know where they are, your hours, that kind of thing. So tell us where you're located in case they can't make the thing tomorrow.
In case they can't. And we have a great burger, too. If you've not had
I
our
know,
hamburger.
I've had the hamburger, too. It's really good.
You know, you come to the barbecue joint and you're used to getting barbecue, but we got a great grilled hamburger. Fresh 80/20, never frozen ground chuck, and you know, grilled fresh to order. So it may take an extra minute, but we're going to grill it right there on the spot and do it how you like to do it. So if you've not had our hamburger, definitely give that a try. My daughter's personal favorite. She's like, Dad, I love the barbecue, but the hamburger, that's my favorite. You know, so everybody's got their thing that they like. And,
that's right.
You know, if you've not tried our hamburger, definitely give it a try. But let's talk about those locations. We do have the four locations here serving the news radio listenership. Mm-hmm. So we'll start at our Pace, Florida location. And by the way, all of our locations have a drive-through.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
And you
that
can use
your
the
favorite,
app,
your
right?
absolute favorite, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday. So that is all at all four locations. So that Pace, Florida location is in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And so you can go visit us there. It's kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So it kind of help you for context. And then we have our 9th Avenue store, which also has a banquet room.
Right. It's
tucked right there back behind the AutoZone just south of Creighton Road. Mm-hmm. So we can host up to 40 people there in that banquet room.
Which is very nice, by the way.
Very nice. No cost for the room, by the way.
Amazing.
Just purchase the food is all that we ask.
And so you could have anything. You could have an office lunch. You could have a rehearsal. You could have
dinner, graduation party, which I got a cool story to tell.
Yes.
I was in the 9th Avenue store and I was helping one of the servers and I had to ask her a question what she needed. And I just walked in and said, hey, do you need the sweet teas now? And there was a gentleman standing on a chair hanging up graduation decorations. Mm-hmm. And he said, is that Eldon Scott? Had his back turned to me. So he's a listener of the show.
Oh, how funny.
And
he heard your voice.
So got to meet him. He just heard my voice and he knew exactly who I was. So it was really cool.
Great.
We got to talk for a little while. So they were celebrating their graduate from Washington High School. So that
awesome.
Was really fun.
Awesome.
And so we'll roll into our next location that has a banquet room also. We got our Navy Boulevard location. We can host up to 75
so
there.
So that's a bigger room.
Bigger room, quite a bit bigger. And so you got a bigger party that you need to serve. We've done a few game nights there. United Way has done a game night and, you know, it's just different organizations that want to do different things. There's a little bit more flexibility to do some of that type of stuff there.
Uh-huh.
You
okay.
know? So that location, it is on Navy Boulevard, kind of north of probably about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. Kind of at the end of Highway 98 there.
Okay, so very good.
Where that location is. And then we have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically on Shelley Road. It's just a little jog back there off of Pine Forest Road, but you can see it from Pine Forest just south of I-10.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So we're into summertime. Yeah. So all of these locations, I understand, have a new summertime menu.
We got the new summer menu. And I'll just throw it out real quick. We open at 10:45 every day. So if you're craving that barbecue already,
I already am. Every time you come here, come it's not
there. And I know I was supposed to bring you those new cornbread, strawberry shortcake, corn cakes.
I'm not seeing them.
I'm going to have to do it next week. Okay. I was just at the chamber, and I had responsibilities and obligations, Meg, so please forgive me.
Okay.
Please forgive me. Next week, we're going to have the corn cakes, strawberry shortcake, corn cakes.
Goose. Say that three times fast. Goose. Strawberry shortcake, corn cake?
Yes. You got it. You did it better than me, Meg. Wow. You're hired.
That's why they pay me the big bucks out in here. Well, that sounds delicious. Yeah.
So that's summer menu. So that is our specialty dessert that's on the menu. We also have a competition style rib. And so these are great. We have a new competition barbecue sauce that we're doing.
Ooh. So, what makes that different? What does that taste like?
It's the molassesy note.
Oh,
didn't we talk about that last week?
Maybe.
The molassesy. Adding that to the lexicon of the dictionary.
Correct.
Who do
molassesy.
We got to talk to do that?
Babe? I know, right? Come up with our own
it's
words.
Got a, yeah, it has a molasses base to that barbecue sauce, so you can kind of pick up that, you know, I don't know what the, I don't know, kind of like a more umami. I don't know what the right flavor profile. I'm not technically trained, Meg.
That's okay. You know, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. Molasses.
But it is really good. So you can get that on our St. Louis ribs, and we grill them, so you get a little bit of char on them. I was just talking to, Jamie, who's with Lutheran Services, and she had went through the drive-thru and got those the other night. And she was like, Eldon, those ribs were so good.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
If you haven't tried those yet, they're going to be here for the full summer on this new summer menu. So check those out. What else we got? We got brisket mac and cheese.
Oh, boy.
So that's kind of what we're doing. So it's chopped brisket on mac and cheese with some barbecue sauce. So that's kind of one of the things that they're doing on these seasonal menus is they're having just different upgraded mac and cheese. So definitely check that one out, that brisket mac and cheese. We're doing a wedge salad, a barbecue wedge salad. So blue cheese, a little barbecue sauce on an iceberg wedge with a little candied bacon. So that's a good one. So if you want to, you know, if you're a fan of wedge salad like me, that's definitely one to check out. So to try out the salad, we got a question.
Well, we've got some text coming in, so I just wanted to get a chance to say. So this is hilarious because I have the same dilemma with this listener. It says, "Hooray! I finally made it to Barbecue Friday again with Eldon Scott. You're the best, and you make me hungry. And my doctor hates you because my waistline does not agree. I'm with you."
Sorry, not sorry.
I know it's so true, so true. So definitely have some Sonny's lovers listening in this morning.
Awesome.
So somebody else texted in, "Sonny's the best," which is great. So we appreciate that. And let me see. We've also got so many people that love Sonny's Barbecue. And you want to talk about the app, right? Because we didn't get a chance to talk about that last week. So how does that work?
So basically, that's where you can get your most rewards. And so all month of June, we are actually doing Sweet Tea Tuesdays. So you can get a free sweet tea every Tuesday. So you can go to sunnysbarbecue.com, sunnysbbq.com. And you can navigate there to download the app. Or if you want to go directly to your either iPhone store or your Google Play store, if you're an Android user, to download the Sonny's Barbecue app, you can sign up. You can start collecting rewards points for free barbecue.
Yes, that's the best part.
Who doesn't love free barbecue?
Right.
So you can collect those reward points as you, you know, come through and, you know, you're treating yourself, treat yourself, as they say.
That's right.
You know, and you can collect those reward points. That's where you can always get the most free deals. We're always doing different promos and different things. So you can definitely check that out, download it, and get a free appetizer. So, yeah, there's some great rewards there. So if you've not downloaded the Sonny's Barbecue app, definitely go help yourself out. Help me help you. Go download the app, sign up. And you can get all those rewards for Sonny's Barbecue.
Which is great. If you just joined us, talking to Eldon Scott, he is the Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue. And if you have a question for Eldon about the store, about barbecue, 850-437-1620. We had one that came in here. It says, "I hear you say never frozen. Well, how does freezing meat affect the meat? Is there a specific way to thaw meat that has been frozen?" So you described that you have the grill. Tell her the process, because some people may not know.
Yeah, well, they're packaged from a producer from us, so we get them in fresh basically three times a week. So we're getting fresh product in on a frequent basis. So those burgers come in. They're never frozen. You know, I won't say that it modifies it a ton. You know, as long as you're holding it properly, you know, there's some slight differences in the protein structure. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But you know what? I'd rather have fresh meat than meat that's been frozen and then having to thaw it. And it's always just better.
Well, I think the difference is you've talked about that overnight grill process, right?
Oh, the smoking process.
Yes, exactly. Well, so it's
the burgers don't get smoked. Those get grilled. But for the barbecue, all that gets loaded onto the smoker every night. Mm-hmm. So we season and trim our briskets and pork butts. They go on the smoker typically around 7, 8 o'clock every night. Smoke all night long at 210 degrees in good oak smoke. And those are, you know, ready to go for our customers the next morning. So
That's the part I like. That's the fresh part I like.
You know, there's nothing better than getting there in the morning and you just smell the smoke rolling, walk in the door, and you're like bathing in the smoke. That's one of my favorite things.
Bathing in the smoke. Okay.
Open the smoker doors and it just hits you.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, yeah. All right. So we've got something to give away, I believe, this morning.
We do have a giveaway. So we're actually going to do a giveaway for dinner for two.
Nice.
It's going to exclude the all-you-can-eat part of it, so my boss doesn't fire me.
okay.
But we're going to do dinner for two. Okay. Dinner for two at any of our locations. So come in. Invite you to come in. You know, before I actually started working for Sonny's Barbecue, I was a drive-through customer. I was regularly. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't get hired because of that, because my boss Scott, he said, "Well, when was the last time you ate in Sonny's?" And it had been years. Because when my kids were little, we'd go to the Pine Forest location. We took advantage of the kids and grandkids eat free special. I mean, obviously they weren't my grandkids, but they
and
were
that's
my kids.
Every Saturday, right?
Every Saturday, we do kids and grandkids eat free. So bring those kids, bring those grandkids. It's a great opportunity to get your family together, have some good slow smoke barbecue, and enjoy a great meal together. So
All right. So the giveaway.
Dinner for two. We're going to say third person to text in Burger Battle.
All right, because we were talking earlier. Someone just texted in about the event tomorrow. Can you mention it again?
Yeah, so that is Burger Battle by the Bay. So we're waiting for those texts to come in.
850-437-1620. Third person to text in Burger Battle. Okay, we got it.
All right, so Burger Battle is sponsored by the Butcher Shop with Subwest Rotary putting it on. And we'll be out there with Sonny's Barbecue. We're one of the pro teams. There's a number of pro teams out there. And then we have other teams that are from the community that will be cooking and serving by the over 20 teams. I believe it's $20. We'll be serving samples from 11 to 1 o'clock. So definitely come out, sample a ton of great burgers, and have a good time, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're here to do. We're here to have a good time. And so come out tomorrow. It's Museum Plaza. And, yeah, just come celebrate burgers with us and bring your friends, bring your family, and have a great afternoon. Palafox Market's going on, so you'll
be able
to check all that out.
And you could go out to the sea turtle baby shower that's going to be out at the beach in the morning, so you go to that first and
that
then come back
like
and
fun.
have
sea
a little
sea turtle
sunnies.
Baby. That's the first time I've heard of that.
Yes, tomorrow.
That sounds like
that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Very cool.
We do have a winner.
All right.
So congratulations to Mark Dellinger. He was our third one in, and he did get it right, Burger Battle. So, Mark, I will be sending you some information shortly on how you can pick up your gift certificate. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Dinner
Mark.
For two from Sonny's Barbecue.
Come try that new summer menu.
Yeah.
Well, we need to talk about catering. I know.
Okay.
It always goes so fast, Meg. We only got a few
minutes
left.
It's so fun. We need to do do a whole Friday of Sonny's.
I mean, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. So the catering that we do. So we like to say that we have three ways to cater. So we can do pickup catering. So you can just go to sunnysbbq.com and you can actually order catering through there. Typically, we'd like to say between 10 and 50 people. It's pretty simple to order catering for that many folks. It's through the website. There's not too many complications there. Now, if you need a little bit of help, you got a larger party. I like to say we cater for 10 to 10,000. We've not quite done 10,000. The biggest one I've been a part of is 4,600 people with
Every time you say that, it's unbelievable to me.
It is so much fun.
I just can't even imagine being able to serve that many people.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun. So you got a small crowd you need to feed or a large crowd to feed. We can take care of you at Sonny's Barbecue. We love throwing people barbecues. So we have the pickup option. We also do delivery. So if you need to have it delivered, we also do third-party delivery, the DoorDash, the Uber Eats. So if you're just, you know, one person wanting to get some Sonny's Barbecue, definitely, you know, check out those third-party apps. You can just order online through those
platforms. That's good to know, yeah.
But then we also do, like we say, our delivery caterings, typically at over 10 people. We got one coming up. I think it's like 150 people this evening. You know, so it's just doesn't matter how many people. Then we also do full setup and serve service. So we do everything barbecue to, I got to come up with a good answer. Soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts is the old-fashioned one.
Barbecue sauce to dessert. Smokers. I don't know.
Barbecue to strawberry shortcake, corn cake.
A to Z. So we take care of everything. That's the important part that we need to get across. You know, we come, we set up, we bring the chafing dishes. We actually do the service, so we portion it and serve everybody as needed according to what the menu has been planned by the bride or the event coordinator, the host, whoever it may have been. And we have a great team. I'd love to help you anytime I can help you. I do, you know, do help with catering sales as well. So
what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
If you want to reach out to me, it's 850-418-3331. That's my personal cell phone. If you feel the need to text me at 2 a.m., that's fine. I do turn off my phone so I can get a little bit of sleep every night,
Absolutely.
Meg.
Absolutely.
I do sleep every night, contrary to some popular beliefs.
I don't know. When I see your Facebook page, I'm not sure about that.
You know, that Facebook thing, it just goes 24 hours a day.
It does. So Eldon Scott is here. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. Got a couple minutes left in case you have a question or comment for Eldon. 850-437-1620. And again, tell us a little bit about this weekend, what you've got going on.
Yeah. Well, we've already covered Burger Battle. Okay. Next weekend, we got there's the Favor House Roundup going on next Friday. So
yes.
If you've not purchased your tickets for that, definitely check it out. That is actually the first event that I wore the cowboy hat at.
Oh, no kidding. And so, she was on. We had her on yesterday, yeah. Or the executive director from there. So
that was the first event. So we sampled prime rib, and I was like, I'm going to get fired for sampling prime rib for 450 people. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bang.
Right.
So I had a buddy put the logo on the cowboy hat, on the original one, and we did the event. We all wore red shirts.
Awesome.
And it kind of snowballed and all started from there. So it's a great event out at the Equestrian Center next Friday. I believe it starts at 7 p.m. So that's a fun one coming up.
And you can get tickets on their website at favorhouse.org. And we can't forget Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day.
Forget the dads.
Yes.
I might have accidentally booked myself to work on Father's Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So we'll be running the Sonny's food truck out at Sam's Fun City. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, all those four locations, y'all bring your dads to Sonny's Barbecue.
Because you are open on Sundays.
And we are open on Sundays, 10:45. And then we're... Sunday through Thursday, we're open until 9:30. Friday, Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m. We do have happy hour all day, every day.
Oh.
Buy one, get one free beers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I didn't
so draft
know that.
Beers. Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, bring dad, treat dad, get him some barbecue and a beer. I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We are open all week, too. So if you need to come and get those Sonny's Barbecue gift cards.
Ah, there's an idea.
You can definitely swing through any of our stores this week to get them. Because, you know, wrapping ribs and gift paper just never works out really well. It's
probably
a little messy. So
yeah.
Those gift cards work really good.
That sounds like a good idea too, especially if you got other plans on Sunday, but they can use that card anytime. So dad, granddad, anybody.
Yeah. So when they're out running around for work, you know, they can stop in and get lunch and remember you that you took care of them.
Yes.
For Father's Day.
Very good. I love this
idea. There's a promo going on in Cat Country. So
doing
the Father's Day giveaway. Sonny's one of the sponsors.
He's
got a great prize package. So definitely listen in for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man.
It's all good.
You hit me with the music, Meg. That must mean it's time.
This is it. Sonny's Barbecue.
Another show.
Eldon Scott's been here with us. You can see it on his Facebook page, this interview, plus on our page at newsradio923.com under podcasts.
You can see a picture of the shoes.
Yes, a picture of the shoes is coming. So thanks, Eldon, for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Visit us at sonnysbarbecue.com. It's always Sonny's here.